You're listening to a news story on the audio version of The Tie. Thanks for listening. The Tie is a nonprofit newsroom that is funded by our audience. So if you appreciate this article and you'd like to help us do more, head on over to support.thetie.ca and become a Tie builder. You choose the amount to give, and you can cancel anytime.
Vancouver's airport could face strike action during spring break. By Brishti Basu, March 15, 2024.
After 6 months at the bargaining table, about 200 food service workers at Vancouver's airport have voted to take strike action if their demands for pay increases in a first contract are not met. In a media release, Unite Here Local 40 said job action could disrupt daily airport operations as the spring break and Easter weekend rush approaches. About 85% of those who voted backed the strike mandate, said Sharon Paula, a union spokesperson. The employees work for SSP Canada Food Services and staff dozens of food service outlets at the airport. Paula said the union is seeking pay increases that would take workers to the Vancouver living wage of $25.68 an hour. Bargaining so far has not shown progress toward the goal, Paula said. That is why they've escalated to the strike vote, because they're not seeing that in their bargaining sessions with the company. A union-led survey of the airport restaurant and cafe workers, which Paula said garnered about 130 responses, found that the average hourly wage is $18.27, and the lowest-paid workers make minimum wage. Achieving the bargaining goal would require a wage increase of about 40%, based on the survey. SSP did not respond to the TAI's request for comment in time for publication. An airport spokesperson said it was not aware of the status of negotiations. We are aware that SSP Canada Food Services is in contract negotiations with its employees, and that their employees are now in a legal strike position, the spokesperson said. We hope that the parties are able to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. While the union has a strike mandate, it can't take job action without serving a 72-hour strike notice. Paula said it's considering next steps, including whether to issue strike notice. The impact of a strike is uncertain, she said. If major strike does occur, there will be picket lines, but we really don't know, Paula said. At this time, the workers are still deciding what to do next. They just really want to see progress over the negotiation table, and then they'll weigh their options and see what's best for continuing in their fights. The union is also unhappy that the airport ended a program that reimbursed staff for taxi and Uber costs when they had to come in to work outside the Skytrans operating hours. It filed a complaint with the Labor Relations Board saying SSP Canada Food Services should be required to bring back a travel subsidy it had before YVR launched its program early in the pandemic. Right now, the workers are expected to spend up to hundreds of dollars to work their shifts, Paula said. Workers who are scheduled to start before 5 a.m. or end their shifts late cannot take the Skytran home. Unite Here Local 40, which largely represents women of color in the hospitality sector, has a record of advocating loudly for workers at airport hotels and Northern BC work camps. According to their survey of airport food service workers, almost 9 out of 10 have said they are struggling to keep up with housing costs and bills, and 40% have started buying less fresh food as a result. With this very strong strike vote, the workers are really sending a strong message that they want wage discrimination to end at YVR, Paula said. Hospitality workers in general, in our province and in Metro Vancouver, whether they work at hotels or at the airport serving guests, they want to be valued for their work because they're very critical to our industry here in the province. In 2022, YVR became certified as a living wage employer and adopted a policy of paying the BC designated living wage or higher for all its direct staff. The Airport Authority's policy also states it works with contractors who provide services like janitorial, maintenance, landscaping, and traffic to ensure they, too, exceed the legal minimum wage and are able to pay their employees the income required to meet basic living needs. When asked whether the Airport Authority pays its staff the 2023 living wage and how many of its contract workers receive the same, the YVR spokesperson said, "We have no further information," in an email. The strike action vote for wage increases indicates food service workers are not covered under this policy.
Thanks for stopping by the Tai'i today. Anytime you're in the mood to listen to important stories written well, we'll be here. And if you'd like to keep independent media going strong, head over to thetai'i.ca and click on the Support Us button to pitch in. Finally, big thank you to all of our Tai'i builders who made this story possible.